From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities. Noble personalities. Noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madan Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Inshallah Azawajal Noble Personalities. We are discussing noble personalities as we do every Saturday and in today's episode and program we are going to discuss the blessings of Ashab-e Suffa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we'll listen to their accounts but first and foremost let's recite salawat al-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the beloved habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me so without further ado let's recite together sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Ashab-e Suffa, the status and the rank of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so unique that no matter what rank an ummati is stationed at, he can never reach their status and rank. These are those blessed individuals who were the first ones to accept Islam. These are those fortunate people whom Allah Almighty chose to be the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is that noble group to whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first conveyed the call to righteousness. These are those pure people and personalities who tolerated many forms of oppression for the sake of Islam. These are those individuals who kept the flag of Islam hoisted in the most difficult era of the beginning of Islam by enduring hunger and thirst. Tying stones to their stomach and by confronting the enemies of their close relatives, their own people as well as the others. No doubt, it is the result of these individuals' constant efforts and sacrifices that today the religion of Islam is flourishing everywhere. All the blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, are the beloveds of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are the shining stars of guidance. All of them are the light of our eyes and the peace of our heart. However, there are some companions among them who would remain in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam only to seek the sacred knowledge and who are known as Ashab-e Suffa. Today, we'll hear about their excellence and the sacrifices that they had given for the sake of Islam. We will also hear about the biography of the higher ranking and famous companions among them as well as many important points. What lessons do we learn from their lives? What reasons led to these noble individuals leaving their homes and becoming carefree about the concern of earning livelihood and giving preference to remaining in Masjid Nabawi Sharif? We will hear about all of this in today's inshallah azawajal silsila. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that one day due to severe hunger I sat on the path from which people used to go out and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by me and smiled upon seeing me and by observing my face he understood my condition. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Huraira, I replied, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then said, come with me. So I followed him. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered his blessed home, I also entered after gaining permission. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a bowl of milk and asked, where has this milk come from? The family replied that such and such sahabi or sahabiya has sent it as a gift for you. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Huraira, I replied, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, go and call the people of Suffa. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the people of Suffa are the guests of Islam. They do not have an interest in their family, neither any wealth, nor do they take support from anyone. Whenever sadaqah would come to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would send it towards them, meaning towards the people of Suffa, Ali Muridwan, and would not take anything from it himself. Whenever a gift came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would send it towards them. He would make use of it himself, and he would also include them in it. A thought crossed my mind that what will the people of Suffa do with this small one bowl of milk? I was more deserving of a few sips from this milk and gain some strength. When the people of Suffa arrived, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will command me to present the milk to them. In this case, it will be very difficult for me to get even a few sips of milk. However, there was no option but to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I went to the people of Suffa and called them. They came and sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He granted permission and they entered the house and sat down. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Huraira, I replied, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take the bowl and give them milk to drink. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I took hold of the bowl, I would hand the bowl to a person and he would drink to his fill, then return the bowl, and then to the extent that I continued giving milk until I reached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the people were satiated. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the bowl and placed it on his own blessed hands. Then he looked at me and smiled and he said, O Abu Huraira, I replied, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, now only me and you, we two are remaining. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have spoken the truth. He said, sit and drink. I sat down and I started to drink the milk. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said again, drink. So I drank. He then continued saying, drink, to the extent that I humbly said, no, by the one who sent you with the truth, I cannot drink anymore. Subhanallah, he said, show me the bowl. And then Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he passed the bowl to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Allah Almighty, recited Bismillah and drank the remaining milk. Subhanallah. We learn from this parable and this event in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the owner and has authority, and he has countless authorities. We also learn that there is no one more generous than the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was only one bowl of milk, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have made use of it himself, but he did not like this, and instead he called the people of Suffa and gave them milk as well as Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu to drink, and made the river of his generosity flow. Subhanallah, why would this not be the case, as our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most generous of all the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. As it is narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, do you people know who is the most generous? The best companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam know best. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, Allah Almighty is the most gracious. Then from all the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, I am the most generous. Subhanallah. Now, there is a mention of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this account, as well as the mention of other people of Suffa. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst the shining stars who were privileged to gain the company of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He embraced faith in the year 7 Hijri, the year when Khaybar was conquered. Most likely his name is Abdurrahman bin Sakhradawsi Tamimi. And once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a small cat in the sleeve of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Ya Abu Huraira, O Abu Huraira, O possessor of the small cat. From then onward, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became famous with the title and the epithet and kunya of Abu Huraira. He narrated numerous ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which total up to being 5,374 ahadith in total. His thirst for the sacred knowledge was such that he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would ask the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whatever he did not know without any hesitation. And he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would spend most of his time in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I once requested in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I hear statements from you, but I forget them. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Huraira, spread your shawl. I spread my shawl, and the owner of paradise sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he placed something in the shawl with his blessed hand and said, pick it up and place it on your chest. Then he says, I acted upon the command. After this, I never forgot anything. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu once supplicated, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman la yunsa. Wallah Almighty, I ask you for such knowledge that I will not forget. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen upon this dua of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiallahu anhu had a piece of thread with 1,000 knots tied in it, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not sleep until he had recited tasbih over it. And he would keep 3 fasts at the beginning of every month, and if he was not able to fast for any reason, then he would keep 3 fasts at the end of month. He is resting in the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara, known as Jannatul Baqi. There was a platform in Masjid Nabawi Sharif, a raised platform, where at various times approximately 400 to 500 impoverished muhajirun would sit. They are referred to as Ashab-e-Suffa. They did not have a home, nor did they have worldly provisions, and neither did they have any business. The state of their poverty was that 70 blessed companions amongst them did not even have enough clothes to cover their bodies. Their number would frequently increase and decrease. If the one arriving Madinatul Munawwara did not have any acquaintance there, then he too would join the Ashab-e-Suffa. Dear brothers, apparently these personalities were very weak. Seemingly they were very poor. They did not have nice clothes to wear, nor did they have food to eat. They didn't have soft and warm beds to sleep on, no house to live in, no servants and slaves to serve them. However, these personalities were accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and were the beloveds of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal himself has praised and commended them in the glorious Quran. Hence, He Almighty has stated in verse 28 of Surah Al-Kahf, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاوَةِ وَالْعَشِّي يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And keep yourself familiar to those who call upon their Lord in the morning and evening seeking His pleasure. And may your sight not fall on any other except them. Would you desire the adornment of the life of this world? And do not follow him whose heart we have made neglectful of our remembrance, and who followed his own desires, and his action has crossed the limit. It is mentioned in Tafsir Naini under this verse that Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, O beloved, for the duration of your age, all your blessed life in every gathering, every moment, day and night, morning and evening, keep yourself among these individuals who are sincere, destitute, indigent, poor, simple and naive, who worship the Lord Almighty with utmost sincerity, who remember Allah Almighty from morning to evening, from Fajr to Isha, in the 5 times, whilst waking at dawn, before sleeping at night. In short, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, on every breath and on each turning, they turn their face away from the world and only intend for their Lord. They only desire Him and only seek Him. And O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay away from those people who come to you in the form of different delegations, and they place a range of conditions before you for the acceptance of Iman, meaning that they might say, for example, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we and our tribe will only believe in you if you distance these people, the poor people of Ashab-e-Suffa, away from you and your gatherings, or at least do not allow them to come to you when we are present. Hold the gathering separately. Keep our gatherings distinct We feel embarrassed to sit with them and our leadership is undermined. So this is the only obstacle which has prevented us from believing in your prophethood, truthfulness, integrity and honesty until now. Upon this, Allah Almighty is saying that, O beloved, do not be influenced by the statements of these deceivers and do not divert your merciful and comforting gaze from those internally pure people of Suffa, because these gazes of yours are indeed the entire world. Your gatherings are their life. Your separation is a cause of pain for them. On this occasion, this verse was revealed and the beloved Prophet ﷺ was told to acquaint himself with those who call on their Lord day and night and desire His pleasure, meaning those who are engaged at all times in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal with sincerity. Yeah, brothers, just ponder. How grand and elevated is the rank of the people of Suffa in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Azza wa Jal Himself directed His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do not distance them from your court. It is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that many rulings are understood from this verse. For example, we learn that staying with the righteous people is good even if they are poor, and staying with evil people is bad even if they are rich. We also learn that doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with devotion in the morning and evening is a great act. Two attributes of the pious people also mentioned are in this verse. The first is that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening, and secondly, they are desirous of the pleasure of Allah Almighty with every deed. In this verse, looking up to the worldly people and following them has been prohibited. Now, we as the devotees of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt, we should know what can be said about the eminence and the greatness of the people of Suffa, that these were those fortunate individuals who used to remain in the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They sacrificed all the blessings of their life, including their home, wealth, comfort and luxuries, for the sake of teachings of Islam and for the upliftment of Islam. Many prominent companions are included among these blessed personalities. Some famous companions, they include Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. These are some of the famous Sahaba among the Ashab Suffa. The people of Suffa, they were very poor and they would most of the times live a life of starvation. Whenever a gift, charity or war spoil will come to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would spend from it on the people of Suffa. Sometimes it would be the case that these great people would starve for days on end. For this reason, these people were very weak and feeble. Let's now listen to a narration about the poverty and weakness of the people of Suffa, just to become familiar with the fact. Sayyidina Fadala bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lead people in salah, some blessed companions would fall during their salah in the state of qiyam out of severity of hunger, and these were the people of Suffa, to the extent that some people would say, these people are insane. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would finish salah, he would turn to them and say, if you knew what reward there is for you in the court of Allah Almighty, then you would desire for your hunger and neediness to increase. Subhanallah. Loving poor people is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other prophets. The people, the poor, will enter paradise before the wealthy. The supplication of the poor, who are also distressed, is accepted quickly. The poor will face ease in accountability at times. The desires of the poor are also less. Allah Almighty, enable us to stay happy in all situations. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen. Dear brothers, poverty is seemingly frowned upon in our communities. The poverty that distances one from Islam and Sharia is, no doubt, it is bad. Whereas the poverty which encourages a person to follow the Sharia To trust Allah Almighty and to develop self-respect is indeed a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such poverty is a cause of many excellences and countless benefits. This is why the friends of Allah Almighty preferred poverty and did not strive to avoid it by earning wealth. The shining example of the people of Sufa is before us. It was not difficult at all for those individuals to accumulate wealth and also have a connection with business and marketplace. However, they diverted their attention from those things and whilst devoting themselves solely to the path of religion and tolerating the proceeding poverty, they conveyed the lesson that the poverty which takes a person towards good deeds is good. The poverty which frees a person from the greed of wealth is good, and that poverty is good which becomes a cause of learning the sacred knowledge. That poverty which encourages one to do good deeds is 100,000 times better than the greed of wealth. That poor person who is patient upon his poverty, stays distant from accumulating wealth, saves himself from being involved in jealousy and feeling frustrated by constantly looking at wealthy people and their riches, stays far away from impatience and ungratefulness, remains a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations, and demonstrate patience and at the time of difficulty and at the time of hardship, then no doubt such a person is worthy of praise. Remember the grief of poverty that leads to ungratefulness, hopelessness, disobedience and transgression will land one in destruction, and it is necessary to cure it. Such a poor person should take a lesson from the state of the people of Sufa. He should learn about the virtues of poverty, and while staying content over what is destined for him, he should be grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, sometimes poverty and hardship also comes in the form of a test. So those people who constantly show frustration and demonstrate impatience, they complain and try to remove poverty and hardship through impermissible means instead of remaining patient, grateful upon poverty and hardship. They should be careful that about complaining and having impatience and trying to end poverty and hardship through impermissible means, because it could cause a destruction in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, to remain patience over difficulty is a means of great reward and elevation in ranks. Hence, Allama Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, dependency is like an illness. The one who is caught up in it and shows patience will attain its reward. That is why the dependent and poor people who would have shown patience upon their poverty and destitution will enter paradise 500 years before the wealthy. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in a hadith Qudsi. Allah Azza wa Jal states, when I place any bondman amongst my believing bondmen into hardship and he is grateful to me upon that hardship, then O angels, write the same reward for him that you used to write for him when he was in a healthy state. These are the rewards. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Abu Dharr, for you to begin the morning in such a state that you learnt one verse from the book of Allah Almighty is better for you than offering 100 rakat of voluntary salah. And for you to begin the morning in such a state that you learn one chapter of knowledge, regardless of whether it was acted upon or not, it is better for you than offering 1,000 rakat of nafil salah. Alhamdulillah, many Islamic brothers have repented from their previous sinful lives due to being blessed by watching Madani Muzakara. Therefore, you too must make the intention to definitely watch Madani Muzakara, because here the knowledge of deen is obtained, subhanallah. Besides the weekly Madani Muzakara, to increase your passion, Madani Muzakaras are also held on various other occasions. For example, the 10 Madani Muzakaras of Muharram al-Haram, 12 Madani Muzakaras of the month of Rabiul Awwal, 11 in the month of Rabiul Akhir, 2 daily Madani Muzakaras in Ramadan al-Mubarak, and 10 Madani Muzakaras of the month of Zulhijjah al-Haram. Subhanallah. You can read the weekly Madani Muzakara booklet that is published by Maktabatul Madina to gain more detailed knowledge that is being transcribed. Subhanallah, one of the Madani works out of 12 Madani works. You can also partake in that. All responsible Islamic brothers of Dawat Islami, especially the Nigran members of the weekly Madani Muzakara Majlis, should most definitely read this booklet. Along with being available on Maktabatul Madina, this booklet is also available to read on Dawat Islami's website at www.dawatislami.net. By the virtue of reading this booklet and watching Madani Muzakara, you will learn the harms of not gaining knowledge and importance of asking questions in Madani Muzakara, ways of participating in Madani Muzakara, points from Markazi Majlis Ashura regarding Madani Muzakara, questions and answers with regards to Madani Muzakara filled with caution and beneficial knowledge, Shari and organizational cautions of Madani Muzakara, etc. For the sake of Barakah, let's listen to a beautiful parable and a story about a person who joined the Madani environment of Dawat Islami through the blessings of Madani Muzakara. Subhanallah. An Islamic brother from Punjab province was distant from sunnahs, and he lost in the intoxication of fashion. He was lost in it and wearing clothes of the latest fashion and spreading his precious time in the useless activities was his usual routine. This was his normal life. He was totally negligent from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mindset to spend a pious life, it was gained only once he had the privilege of listening to the Madani Muzakara. With the blessings of this, his life took a turn for the better. He attained the golden opportunity of acquiring priceless pearls of wisdom through tremendous amounts of knowledge, and subhanallah, in the words of Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah, that was knowledge was imparted by him. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instilled within him, which illuminated his heart. He began to feel ashamed of his previous life. Therefore, he began to value his remaining life and abandoned the evil influence of fashion. He began to act upon the sunnah and made the firm intention of being steadfast in salah. He adorned his head with an imam sharif, his face with a beard, and to remain steadfast in performing good deeds. He joined the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the Madani movement of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to spread the invitation of righteousness, he also made a habit to travel with a 3-day Madani qafila every month. Subhanallah, mashallah. This is the Madani Bahar of Madani Muzakara. Subhanallah, you come there, you gain so much of faidan and blessings. Allahu Akbar. We were listening about we were talking about the Ashab Suffa, and these people were unique when it came to serving Islam. These personalities were unique when it came to seeking knowledge. These personalities were unique when it came to their devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam despite their poverty. There are many narrations which mention about the learning and teaching of knowledge. Hence it was the habit of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was amongst the people of Suffa, that when people would leave at around midday, he would come to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask questions regarding Islam and learn the Holy Quran. And he would ask questions regarding Islam and he would learn the Holy Quran. In this manner, he gained an understanding of the religion and a great amount of knowledge as well. Sometimes it would happen that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be resting, so he would go to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him dearly. Subhanallah. The name of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu during the era of ignorance was Hakam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Abdullah. He was also amongst the people of Suffa during the age of ignorance. He was a scribe, and after he embraced Islam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to teach people how to write Madina Munawwara. Certainly, if there is a sincere passion, then it guides towards the destination. Since the passion of the blessed companion of Suffa was true, hence they remained determined upon it with eagerness and steadfastness. They faced perpetual starvation and tolerated hunger and hardship. However, they did not back off from their purpose. Subhanallah. That is the key thing to notice here. Subhanallah. Now, alhamdulillah, as we are listening to these beautiful accounts of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also have, mashallah, a beautiful kalam and a nasiha as well. Let's go and listen to the kalam and nasiha, and thereafter we shall be back and continue towards the conclusion of our today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Kar de karam khuda ya, 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 ranjo alam ne mara, kar de karam khuda ya, tera hi hai sahara, kar de karam khuda ya, kar de karam khuda ya, kar de دیدار مصطفیٰ ہو, وقت اجل میسر, دیدار مصطفیٰ ہو, جو خاتمہ ہو میرا, جو خاتمہ ہو میرا, کر دے کرم خدا یا, 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 پر انم نے جینا کیا مشکل, حالات پر انم نے جینا کیا مشکل, آفات نے ہے گھیرا, آفات نے ہے گھیرا, کر دے کرم خدا یا, 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 آلائش گناہوں کی دور کر دے دھو کر, آلائش گناہوں کی دور کر دے دھو کر, عفو کرم کا جھالا, عفو کرم کا
کر دے کر
زخم سے ہو خلاصی. محمود کی ہو بخشش دوزخ سے ہو خلاصی. جنت بنے ٹھکانہ جنت بنے ٹھکانہ. کر دے کرم خدا
person's internal and external state are meant to be the same. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi writes in Minhajul Abidin, a person's external actions are closely linked to his internal state. If the heart is pure, then good actions will come from such a person. And if the heart is corrupt, then evil deeds will disseminate from a person. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this one statement of Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma is one that should guide us throughout our lives. Today, many people say that I am good in my heart, I have good intentions, but when it comes to their actions, the way they deal with people, the way they speak to people, we find only harshness, harshness, and harshness in their tone. Whereas, if your heart is pure, if your intentions are pure, then the way you deliver your message will also be good, will be pure, and will be gentle. It will be one that emanates love. My dear viewers, we all know that, for example, the haya and modesty, the men should lower their gaze, the women should be veiled. If these are true qualities within us, then these qualities should be apparent upon us as well. We shouldn't just say that the veil, the parda, is in the heart. Parda dil ke andar hai. This is not enough. Why? Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma says, he says, whatever is in your heart, that will also be upon your apparent as well. Your deeds will show what is in your heart. So this is why, if we have love for parda, if we have love for our parents, our children, if we have care for them and kindness, then the way we deal with them will also be with love and kindness as well. And as children, I would like to give a message that when our parents give us advice, when our parents help us, we should also learn from this. We should also accept the advice. We should also be kind and loving back to our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran that a dua should be made by the children, whether the parents are alive or whether they have passed away. Allah Almighty has told us, وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh my Lord, have mercy upon both of them the way they had mercy upon me when they brought me up, as they nurtured me in my childhood. My dear viewers, how beautiful is this dua? This is also a lesson that we learn, that we should perform dua of forgiveness and mercy for our parents, whether they are alive, whether they have passed away. As children, we must continue to do dua for our parents. We should always supplicate for our Muslim parents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon them, and Allah removes any difficulty upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our zahir and our batin the same. May Allah make it pure. May Allah make it good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have a qalb salim, a pure and sound heart. So when we return to Him azza wa jal, our hearts are clean from all illnesses. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
صلوا الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers. الحمد لله, we're listening to the Kalam and Nasiha. Now we are back, we are discussing the blessings of Ashab Suffa. We learned, alhamdulillah, their virtues and some of their accounts. On one side, the passion of the blessed companions of Ashab-e-Suffa, to seek knowledge was such that despite not having any specific arrangement for food and drink, no necessary provision of life, not having enough clothing or completely cover their body, yet they were still engaged in seeking knowledge with immense enthusiasm and interest. Whereas our state is such, on the other hand, that we have all the comfort of food and drink as well as easy methods of acquiring knowledge. But unfortunately, we succumb to the deception of nafs and Satan and become deprived of this great blessing due to negligence and laziness, to the extent that we do not even take time out to learn further than obligatory knowledge and the manner of reciting the Holy Quran with correct articulation. Remember, as long as a person is not mentally ready to carry out an action, it will seem difficult, no matter how easy that thing may be. However, when a firm attitude is adopted and utmost effort is made to do it, then even the most difficult of actions become easy. Therefore, understand the importance of Islamic knowledge, and for the betterment of this world and the hereafter, practically implement this passion and engage yourself in seeking the knowledge of Deen. Also keep in mind that just as food and drink is the nourishment of the body, similarly Islamic knowledge is the nourishment for the heart. If the body is not given nourishment, then it becomes weak. And staying hungry for a number of days can also cause death. Likewise, Islamic knowledge is the nourishment of the heart. If the heart is not enlightened with the light of Islamic knowledge, then it also dies. It is stated that once Sayyidina Fath Musili, rahimahullah ta'ala, he asked people, when a patient is prevented from eating, drinking and taking medicine, does he not die? People replied, yes indeed. So he said, same is the case of the heart. When it is prevented from knowledge and wisdom for a few days, then it also dies. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says that Sayyidina Fath Musili rahimahullah ta'ala spoke the truth, while the nourishment of the heart is knowledge and wisdom, and the heart remains alive due to both of these, just as the nourishment of the body is food and drink. So whoever did not obtain knowledge, his heart is ill and its death is certain. One does not realize this, obviously, because worldly engagements and being too busy in the world, it removes the realization from him. When death terminates those engagements, then he feels immense pain and deep regret. The saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, "Annasu niyamun fa idha matu intabahu." People are asleep, they will wake up when they die. It also carries the same meaning. Allahu Akbar. In this sensitive era, Madani Channel is a great form of assistance in making the mindset to learn Islamic knowledge. Alhamdulillah, there are various different programs. For example, mashallah, the Madani Muzakara, the best of all, subhanallah, other beautiful programs, spiritual cures, the early echo in the mornings, and subhanallah, season of life, and other programs such as the Islamic wisdom and rise and shine, subhanallah, reformation of the ummah. These are different programs, the programs regarding the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praises of the chosen one, and many other such programs are aired on your Madani channel for us to inshallah benefit from them and learn our deen. Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq to continuously and tirelessly learn the deen and not be neglectful in this duty of learning the deen. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear brothers, alhamdulillah, as we have come towards the end of our discussion, we were discussing the blessings of Ashab-e-Suffa, those true devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those Sahaba, the poor Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In worldly sense, they were poor, but subhanallah, they were the noble Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their rank is way above the rank of anyone in this world after the Anbiya. Alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah. Yes, these are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us true love for his Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt And through the sadaqa, we attain salvation. Ameen bijahin nabi lameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth, they always show. Noble personalities. Noble personalities. Noble personalities.